You're on the radio. 101.
Generation annihilation.
I just want
to get
99% are unhappy with their lives anyway.
Get up here.
On the streets.
Full of problems.
Have you surrounded? Come up with your hands up.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Generation Annihilation here on CITR 101.9 FM. That is also 101.9 FM and cable, streaming live everywhere and anywhere over the World Wide Web, www.citr.ca. Yes, you can also download podcasts of all these fine shows up here. My name is Aaron. And I'm here till 1 o'clock. And if there's something you would like to hear, you can always give me a call here at 604-822-2487. That is 604-UBC-CITR. Yeah, get a request in for this week. Maybe you might want to get a request in for next week, too, because next week, next Saturday is Halloween, so yes, I'll be doing a Halloween special for sure, and if there's something you'd like to hear in the punk and hardcore realms of scary songs, you can send those requests this way. Once again, 604-822-2487, that is 604-UBC-CITR. I'm stuck for a costume, I don't know what to go out as, and I don't know where to go. I don't know of too much happening. I know of a few things, but if anybody wants to give me some more suggestions, feel free to do so as well. Started today's show off with Jesus Lizard, going back to 1992 from the Liar album. We heard a track called Gladiator. I don't think I've ever played Jesus Lizard on this show. But yes, the Jesus Lizard will be playing here tonight at the Commodore Ballroom, 868 Granville, with Woman... What are they called? Womankind. Yeah, might want to check them out. They're back. Heard they were pretty good live back in their day. So, yeah, might want to check out that. And you might want to check out the rest of this show because it's going to be good. Going to get to another new track from the latest 7-inch release from Broken Bones, Death Walks the Streets. Long-running, off-and-on acts from Stoke-on-Trent, England. Going to get to a track called Stop 'Em Now. So, yes, here we go. Broken Bones and Generation Annihilation.
This is Audie from Broken Bones, and you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And this one is Annihilation number 3.
So falling.
Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM started the set off with Broken Bones from their latest 7-inch, brand new for 2009 on Doctor Strange Records. Yes, it's called Death Walks the Street. We heard a track called Stop 'Em Now, and yes, top-notch Broken Bones material. Get this release. Hopefully they'll have a full-length coming out soon. Follow this set with Subhumans 2929 Split Vision release on Blurg Records, and it's been reissued, remastered with a poster on blue vinyl, and yeah, Somebody's Mother was the name of that. That was produced by the late John Lauder, recorded in 1985, came out originally in 1986 as a posthumous release. And we followed Subhumans with some Sacrilege, some early UK metal-tinged hardcore, if you will. Yeah, from 1984. This is a demos LP collection. It's got 8 songs. We heard a track called, from the November 1984 demo, we heard a track called Dig Your Own Grave. Yes, Sacrilege went on to inspire many bands. Yeah, there's a band from Montreal called After the Bombs, and yeah, they, the vocalist has a very reminiscent sound. And yeah, followed Sacrilege with some Violent Arrest. Criminal Record was and is the name of the release. It's on Grave Mistake Records. Name of the track we heard is called Suicide Squad. And yeah, Violent Arrest from Bristol, England. Members of the band originally were in an act called Ripcord. And yeah, I was at a party last night, saw a band called ROC that played some really fast hardcore, and a few people said, hey, these guys remind me of Ripcord. So yes, good to know people still remember Ripcord and still dig the tunes, and it's good to see the members of Ripcord are still playing hardcore in Violent Arrest. And we ended the set off with One Way System out of Fleetwood, England, the best of One Way System on Anagram Records, Gutter Boy. That was also on the All Systems Go Records, originally going back to 1981-82. And yeah, One Way System, awesome act from Fleetwood, England. They're still going. I think they're on their 6th singer or something. I got to see them in Seattle, like, what was it, last April? Yeah, anyways, let's get back on with the tunes. This is an act from Scotland. They're called the Red Eyes.
show?
It's starting tonight.
We'll do it live!
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
Rock!
Colin from GBH, and you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And we ended that set off with Drongos from Europe from the Barcode Generation release going back to 2003. Spirit Bomb was the name of the track, and it came out on Dislocate Records in the UK. Drongos for Europe still going strong. And Left for Dead in the set before that from the Humanity release. 1984 was the name of the track on Dead Records, distributed by Active. And Indecent Assaults. We're in the set before Left 4 Dead with a track called Children of 331, and it's on a Meltdown Records 3 Records split, and Meltdown Records. And we start things off with the Red Eyes from Scotland. From the Outside Within was the name of the release, Falling Down Records, and from Glasgow, Scotland. They've got a few releases under their belts, and they've been going since 1998, or at least that's when their first release came out. And we're going to get into some Japanese punk and hardcore now. Starting off with some Japanese street punk. The name of the release is called On the Street, and the name of the act is called The Equalities. Here we go.
This destroy, this destroy. that's an my me. Tell the people to the hell, but do you love me? But the problem is I'm dying in my legs. You must make ready and you like don't pay. People speaking from the hall and everyone say I'm fast. People speaking from the hall and everyone say I'm fast. This is destroying, this is destroying my bed.
I'm dying, man.
Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. Started the set off with the Equalities. Name of the release is called On the Streets. Some brand spanking new Japanese street punk on Loud Punk Records out of Albany, New York. And we heard a track called All Here. Followed with a brand new reissue of the classic Detestation album from Gizm. Yes, good to see this one in print again. You won't have to pay $300 for it. And, yeah, it's reissued on City Rocker Records. Think this one has been bootlegged, but you don't want to buy a Gizm bootleg unless you want their singer after you. He doesn't take too kindly to those kind of things. And we followed with two more Japanese acts on Prank Records. Gaza in Japanese and some Crow in Japanese as well. Gaza's from 2008, and the Crow is from this year. Or no, Gaza's from 2000. Yeah, it's 2008, and the Crow release is from this year. It's a 7-inch. Both of them on Prank Records out of the Bay Area, so we're going to kick it old school for the rest of the show. Or, yeah, I think for the next 10 minutes. Yeah, this is the Asexuals. Here we go. We'll be right back.
barrels and give them a blast. They're shiny, look at the summer fingers. Put up my nose and give them a hug. It's a keep on pushing men and a mile. Keep on pushing men and a mile. Trying to keep on back there. Eager to pay for it about that tree. Now I got these splitting headaches. Get quiet, get it up no more. I can't sleep, but it's driving me crazy. Shake all day and see you gobble. Men are mad, keep on buzzing, men are mad, keep on buzzing, back to raise the people, and about that tree. Go down to your feet, the police are fine, I do your back, and we're gonna grab you by your sacred skull, and rats will keep on gagging the truth. The lawyers said that's rights, kid. Get an island and rock the rest of your life. If you don't sue, we'll give you a Trans Am. Don't ever ask to shake all the time, cause I'm back. Keep on buzzing, men are mad, keep on buzzing, men are mad, driving, keep on back to raise.
Hey everybody, this is Joey Shithead from DOA. You know why you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM? That's right, that's right!
Disco
Song!
Winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, set of old school punk and hardcore. Started things off with the Sexuals, Be What You Want, going back to 1984. And great, one of my favorite full-length Montreal records. Yes, First Strike Records, it came out in 1984. And look for this one. Used, followed with some Social Unrest from a brand new reissue on New Red Archives Records. We heard a track called General Enemy, and this one was produced by East Bay Ray from the Dead Kennedys. And we followed with some Dead Kennedys from the In God We Trust Incorporated release, Keep Own Factory. And followed, that one originally came out on Alternative Tentacles Records. And we followed with an Alternative Tentacles Records release, a DOA release called Dawning of a New Era. And we heard Disco Sucks by DOA from their first single. And afterwards, we heard from The Action on Sun Death Records. From that was one an unreleased track going back to 1978 called Pressed Pig. So yes, if you're looking for something to do on Halloween, you might want to check out a show at the secret location with God Bless the Children of the Beast, I Hate Gord, Prague, Fecal Matter, Blood, and a DJ after party. Yes, that's at a secret location. And don't forget tonight, Jesus Lizard and Womankind. And November 6th, this will be really cool, at the Astoria. We got a show with Alternate Action, who haven't played in a little while. And they'll be playing with Vacant States and Infamy. So yes, that is at the Astoria on November 6th, I believe. I'll confirm that. Yes, I believe it's at November 6th. It's on a Friday. Yes, Friday, November 6th. Check it out. It'll be cool. And yeah, speaking of checking stuff out, why don't you check out our playlist online, www.streetpunkradio.com. Podcasts of the show are available, www.citr.ca. And we got Power Chord coming up at you next, right about now. Here we go. Talk to you next week. Stay tuned for a very scary Halloween special of Generation Annihilation. Power Chord coming at you right now.
It's only a dream. Power Chord, every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Something like an international fan, feeding blood to the habits of the elephant man. Quit his thirst.
Control! Yeah, since Sarah was playing that classic punk rock, I thought I'd play a band that goes back to that era. That's more their metal side of things. But that was DRI off Thrash Zone. We heard Gun Control. And you're listening to Power Chord, CITR 101.9 FM. My name's Andy. How'd you like that? Do you like that era of DRI, Aaron?
At the time, I was wondering why would they ever wanted to switch. But yeah, in retrospect, it's pretty good.
I like it now. Back then, yeah, I felt the same way. I thought, oh, what are they doing? They're going metal. But no, now I like this stuff.
Well,
so
where do you go, you know? If
classical? Jazz? Yeah.
What's the next step up from...
It's like some metal bands went punk too, right? Not as
Did
much.
They?
Not many, but I can't think of anything off the top of the head. But I mean, you've heard bands that have gone back and forth through styles.
Yeah. Whatever you fancy, you know.
Whatever floats your boat, man.
If you're too punk to like metal, or too metal to like punk, then that's your problem.
I like them both, man. It's 106 here, and next up is going to be a brand new CD by Children of Bodom. Skeletons in the Closet is a CD, and a song called Antisocial. I always thought it was Anthrax that did it, but Aaron said that was a cover that Anthrax did.
If I'm not right, I'm thinking Trust did the original version.
I was never...
Metal Ron or Gerald would know for sure, but I'm pretty sure it is a cover.
Thing is, I haven't listened to much Anthrax, and I remember them doing it. That's the only reason I don't...
Yeah, on that Making Me Laugh release.
Yeah, I've only had one Anthrax album in my entire life, and that's long gone, so...
Which one?
I kind of dig them. I can't remember now. In the late 80s.
Making Me Laugh?
No. I can't remember now, but it was... The late 80s was on cassette. You know how cassettes are. You use them for a couple of years and they just get all crapped out and you throw them out.
Yeah.
So anyways, here we go to some Children of Bodom doing an Antisocial by, you think, Trust?
Originally.
But the version I know, of course, is by Anthrax, but we have to hear this little word first.
Beautiful country. You know, I rode out here about 50 years ago on a little down horse.